वृद्धावनाथौ पितरौ न अन्यबन्धो तपस्विनौ अहो मया अधुना त्यक्तौ अकृतज्ञेन नीचव. ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पड बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस ए सी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. ट्रांसलेशन. माय फादर एंड मदर वेर ओल्ड एंड हैड नो अदर सन और फ्रेंड टू लुक आफ्टर देम बिकॉज आई डिड नॉट टेक केयर ऑफ देम. दे लिव्ड विद ग्रेट डिफिकल्टी. Alas, like an abominable low-class man, I ungratefully left them in that condition. Purport. According to Vedic civilization, everyone has the responsibility for taking care of brahmanas, old men, women, children, and cows. This is the duty of everyone, especially an upper-class man. Upper class person. Because of his association with a prostitute, Ajamil abandoned all his duties. Regretting this, Ajamil now considered himself quite fallen. Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama. Hare Krishna. So we are continuing this narration. In the yesterday's verse, Ajamil was repenting his sinful activities. Alas, all condemnation, dhik mam. Dhik means in dhikkar, dhik mam. Why dhikkar unto me, condemnation? I gave up my family tradition. I gave up my chaste wife. And I associated with a prostitute and took to drinking. All condemnation upon me. So here we are seeing Ajamil himself is lamenting his own fall down to a very abominable condition. And he's telling what he did. He gave up his family tradition, his spiritual practices. He gave up the service of his elderly parents, a young wife, chaste wife. And then he took, associated with the prostitute and took to drinking wine. And then we'll just refer the major incidences and descriptions of Ajamil's life. While describing Ajamil, these Yamdutas are initially saying, I am he Shruta Sampanna. शील वृत्त गुणालय धृत व्रतो मृदुर दांत सत्यवांग त्रिविच्छुचु गुरुर अग्निर अतिथि वृद्धानाम शुश्रुषुर अनुरत अहंकृत सर्वभूत सुहृत साधु इति वाग अनुसूयक. डिस्क्राइबिंग अजामिल्स क्वालिटीज द यमदूत आर सेइंग व्हाट टाइप ऑफ पर्सन वॉज ही. इन द बिगिनिंग दिस ब्राह्मणा नेम अजामिल studied all the Vedic literatures. Sarva Shruta, I am he Shruta Sampanna. Shruta means he has studied all the Vedic scriptures. Shila, he was a reservoir of good qualities and good conduct, firmly established in executing Vedic injunctions. He was very mild and gentle. Even though he was Shruta Sampanna, he was mild and gentle. And he kept his mind and senses under control. He was always truthful. He knew how to chant Vedic mantras and he was also very pure. Ajamil was very respectful to his spiritual master. He was serving Gurur Agni, the fire god, Atithi. Atithi means the guest. Vruddhanam, the elderly people. He is beginning today's words, Vruddhav. Vruddhav Tyaktav. Today's verse, the main activity is Tyaktav. and other things are describing his elderly parents. What type of parents he gave up? Who were old, vruddhav, anathav, they had no other shelter. Tapasvina, and because he gave up, they had to undergo great difficulties. So here he is telling, Yamdutas are describing this Ajamil. He would take care of Guru, Agni, Atithi, Vruddhanam, and he was upright. He was benevolent to all living entities and well behaved. He would never speak nonsense or envy anyone. So this, and then in the future, I will just go to that verse. There they are describing that how he troubled people by bandhai, by cheating, by binding them, by looting them, by killing them. All this discussion is there. The same Ajamil who had these beautiful, wonderful qualities, and because he got attracted to this prostitute, from these all good qualities, it is described here, I'm not exactly getting that verse, that he would start binding the people, cheating them, or looting from them, and sometimes even killing them. He started behaving in all these sinful ways. And now, when Ajamil had been saved, we have heard that Vishnudutas came, when Ajamil called Narayan, and he has been saved. Now he is lamenting his own situation, that what did I do? I was living so wonderfully in the sense of spiritual life, and unnecessarily I gave up my practices. And here in this verse, especially taking the point of Ajamil lamenting his neglecting, especially the elderly parents, who were helpless, ruddhav, anathav, pitarav, na anya bandhu, they had no one else to take care of, na anya bandhu. And because of that, tapasvinav, they had to undergo a lot of troubles. And he's saying, oh, alas, I gave them up. And how? Akrutagnena, krutagna. We call it krutagna. Kruta means what has been done. And nena means the awareness. So I was not aware, or I became like an ungrateful person. They took care of me so much, and I ungratefully gave them up like a low class man, nichavat. So here we are again going to this. In the modern society, there is a great competition of high class and low class, or even there is some confusion of Arya and Anarya. But we see over here in Srimad Bhagavatam, and in the second chapter in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is calling Arjun Anarya. Arjun was certainly not an Anarya. He was born in a high-class Kshatriya family. But Krishna is calling me, you are Anarya. Why? Did Krishna forgot his birth or lost his birth certificate? No, Krishna knew he is born from Pandav, in a Kuru dynasty. Great. A family coming from the great personality like sun and moon. But still, he is calling Anarya because Arjuna's behavior is befitting for an Anarya person. Unnecessarily lamenting for those who are born and those who will be dying. And here, Ajamil himself, although born in a very high class family, in a very pious and important city of Kanyakubja, having practiced Brahmanical life in his spiritual life in his young, up till his young age, still he is calling himself Nichavat. Ajamil also did not forget his birth. He knew that I am a high class born Brahmana by birth. But he says, because my behavior doesn't match with the expected behavior of a high class Brahmana, I lost that position, and he is calling it Nichavat. So this is what describes the class. Birth may be one of the indicators or the least indicator. But what type of behavior pattern one is showing? Is he lamenting unnecessarily? Or is he giving up his prescribed duties or not taking care of his elderly people and like that? That makes one a low class or high class person, a man or a woman. So here, Srila Prabhupada is saying, according to Vedic civilization, everyone has the responsibility for taking care of brahmanas, old men, women, children, and cows. He is saying this is the responsibility of everyone, Vedic civilization. And not that, oh, this is the responsibility of only Kshatriyas, or Brahmanas, or Vaishyas, or Shudras, or kings, or sannyasis. Everyone. Again, in the next line, he is saying this is the duty of everyone, especially an upper class person. So, as devotees, we call it all Vaishnavas are Brahmanas. So, this type of behavior is also expected from devotees because they are considered to be higher than the Karma Kandi or only Ved Adhyayi Brahmanas. Even they are supposed to exhibit the behavior to take care of old men, women, children, cows and Brahmanas. So, here we see Lord Krishna in his personal life, he exhibited this to full degree. Lord Krishna was living in Dwarka city and his Dwarka city was having much higher security than what today's cities have. All the cities, even Ayodhya, even Hastinapur, if you read the description in the Vedic scriptures, they had very high security. Maybe 100 times Z security. We call it triple Z. 100, actually they had. But then we see in the Dwarka city, when Sudama Brahman, he was thinking, oh, how can I go and meet Lord Krishna? There was so much security over there. And actually Dwarka city, Lord Krishna's palace had his own security. And the city of Dwarka had three security, what we can call it, circles or security corridors of army. Three corridors, one after another. So you may sneak into one, or you may sneak into two, but then three were there. So Sudama Brahman, while coming to meet Lord Krishna, was thinking, how can I pass into these security zones? But then the instructions was there. Any qualified Brahmana, he should have no obstruction. A green card. He can enter without any difficulty. So when Sudama Brahman approached Dwarka city, not even a single watchman stopped him. Seeing him a qualified Brahman, he could directly enter Dwarka city, directly come to the gates of palace of Lord Krishna, and even enter over there. Brahmaji was stopped. Brahmaji, as being a ruler, here this first time, he is also a great Brahman, but still, as being a ruler position, having that material position of maintaining and controlling, but Sudama Brahman was without any controls or selfishness, so he was allowed directly in. To Lord Krishna's inner chambers. And Lord Krishna had many other places we see, especially giving protection to Brahmanas. Also, he took all pains and troubles to give protection to women. One of the stories that he's freeing the thousands of princes from the captivity of Narakasur. These princes had no hope at that time according to Vedic civilization. But still Lord Krishna went out of the way and protected them. And what about cows? Lord Krishna, when he was in Vrindavan, he used to spend maximum time with the cows. He would go out in the morning, immediately after breakfast, early morning. Whole day he would take care of them, graze them, feed them, milk them, give them water. And then in the evening when he would come back, again feed them, tie them to their respectful paces, milk them. So in this way, Lord Krishna, we have heard the stories that as Lord Krishna was the first day going to pasture field, Mother Yashoda gave Lord Krishna two things. The shoes to wear, paduka and chhatri to protect from the sun and the rain. But then Lord Krishna said, oh, these are very short. The supply is very short. If you want to give me shoes and umbrella, then you have to give me 9 million umbrellas and 36 million shoes. Mother Yashoda was bewildered. What is this request? 9 million umbrellas and 36 million shoes. He said, see, we have 9 million cows. So each cow will require a big umbrella. And each cow has 4 legs. So 36 million shoes will be required. If my cows are not wearing the shoes, they are walking on the pebbles and the thorns, then how can I wear the shoes? So in this way, Lord Krishna exhibited great concern for the cows. He was taking care of them for the most of the days, most of the time in a day. And then we also see in the previous culture, even it was, these qualities were shown by even devotees like Yudhishthir. Dhritarashtra, everyone knew that he was having a full, Duryodhana was having full support of Dhritarashtra to do all nefarious activities. Dhritarashtra told Pandavas to go and stay in that Lakshagruha. Dhritarashtra only ultimately allowed, sanctioned the Dyuta Krida. Dhritarashtra, by not opposing it, sanctioned even the war. He even sanctioned Duryodhana not giving even 5 villages to Pandavas, which were requested by Lord Krishna. So in this way, Dhritarashtra had a moral and strategic support. But after the war was over, he also was na anya bandhu. He had no other support to be taken, to be like, to take shelter of. Yudhishthir Maharaj was so magnanimous, so great, that even though he knew Dhritarashtra tried to do all the injustices against him, he supported him. In fact, there is one nice Shubhashitam, like something similar to our Shikshashtra prayers, Amanina Manadenam. That Shubhashitam goes like this. He says, Apkareshu yaha sadhu, Upkar, first is Upkar. Upkareshu yaha sadhu, sadhutve tasya ko gunaha. One who, sadhu means good behavior. So one who shows good behavior to one who does upkar, who does help us in some way, some favors. Sometimes some people do some favor or help us in some way. So if you behave nicely with them, upkareshu yaha sadhu, sadhutve tasya ko guna, that sadhutva doesn't have any big qualities. Kaha guna, you may be very good to a person who is favorable to you, who is doing upkar to you, who is helping you, that is okay, that natural, normal. That is not sadhutve. That is not the real quality of a sadhu or your own being a sadhu, a saintly person. Apkareshu apiha sadhu. If someone doesn't do upkar, in fact, it does upkar, means troubling you. And to that person, if you behave in a sadhu way, apkareshu apiha sadhu, saha sadhu parikirtitah. He is known to be a sadhu. One who behaves nicely with a person who does upkar to you, he is not known to be a sadhu. But one who behaves nicely in a sadhu way unto a person who do upkar to you, he is known to be a sadhu. Saha sadhu. Otherwise, sadhutve kaha guna. What are the qualities of such a sadhu who behaves nicely with a person who is anyway grateful to you? So in a similar way, Yudhishthir Maharaj here, we see he not only supported the elder, but he supported those elder who in one way tried to destroy him fully. So many times, in so many ways. But still Yudhishthir Maharaj, hearing this instruction, that is the responsibility of everyone to take care of old brahmanas, women, children and cows, he took full responsibility of his uncle. Not only responsibility, every day in the morning, he would go and offer obeisances. It is a custom, I remember when I was a child, in the morning and evening, we would go and offer obeisances to the grandfather, then father, mother, and even elder brother or elder sister in our home. That custom was there. In the morning and in the evening, you have to go and offer namaskar, pranam, to your, begin from the eldest, grandfather, grandmother, then father, mother, then even elder cousins and like that. So Yudhishthira Maharaj would daily not only protect them, anyway, okay, like today's society. Yes, we do protection for the old people very nicely. How? By sending them to old age homes. We are providing for them. Not that type of protection. He kept them in his own palace. And he went and offered obeisances daily to his uncle and auntie Dhritarashtra and Gandhari. So in this way we see Yudhishthira Maharaj, he also taking care of so many old elderly people. And Krishna also killed Putana. Although we see a great, anomaly, or not exactly anomaly, but something opposite behavior, because everyone, including Lord Krishna himself, protects the old, the women, the children, cows and the brahmanas. But there is one great reality that in the pastimes of Lord Krishna and Lord Ram, somehow or other, by their own choice, the first demon they had to kill was a demoness, a Rakshasi. As a Krishna, he first killed Putana. He opened his account of killing demons by killing a woman who was a demon. And even Lord Ram, when he went with Vishwamitra Muni to protect his ashram, the first killing of demons was of Tadaka. He went to first Tadaka one. And she came out with fierce characters. And Lord Ram was not ready to kill actually. He kept his bow and arrow low. Vishwamitra said, "No, it's your duty. Raise your arrow and shoot at her heart directly." And in this way, Tadaka was killed. So we have to understand that even though Lord Krishna and Rava and Lord Ram killed Tadaka and Putana, but we have to protect all the brahmanas, old people, cows, children and women. In the modern society, all these five things are completely given up. For the old people, we make them old age home, or more worse is nowadays what we call it mercy killing, and it is very old. So same thing will happen to us. In fact, there is a nice story by which Radha Gopinath Prabhu tells quite often. He says one man, he was a rich but very miserly person. So he saw his father has become very old now. So his father used to eat in a silver plate. They were from a rich family. This young man who was taking care of his father, he said, "Hey, why this old man should eat in the silver plate?" So he took away his silver plate and started feeding his father in pattal, in a leaf plate. So his father, he was helpless. He had no control, no power now. So he accepted that his father would. So this young man would feed his father in the pattal. And then after the father would finish, in the sense grandfather, no, old man would finish, this young man in charge of the house would call his child, small, who was a very small boy. He would call his child and he would say, "Hey, beta, please go and throw this into dustbin." So beta would very religiously take the pattal. Instead of throwing into dustbin, he would go and start piling them in one corner of his house, in the garden. So this young man did not notice it for some time. But after some days, he saw, what is this pile of huge pattals? And in our home, no one except my grandfather, means my father, used pattal. So next day also, he fed his father in the pattal and then told his child, "Hey, beta, now you go and throw this pattal." And he saw what his child is doing. His child took the pattal very nicely, carefully, and went and kept in the pile instead of throwing it into dustbin. So this young man called his child, "Hey, come here, come here. Why are you not throwing this pattal into dustbin? Why you are keeping that in the corner, in a pile?" He said, "At least you are. When you become old, I'll use the same pattals for you." Now this young man was thinking, "I will keep my silver plate for my whole life." But he understood, jaise bolte hai, kya baap se beta baap se badhkar. I am giving my father at least new pattals, but my son is learning from me that how you should treat elderly people. You should not feed them in nice silver plate. You should give them pattal. So son, being a more miser, he is thinking, why to give the new pattals to my father? I will give old pattals, used ones. So in this way, this young man immediately learned the lesson. He immediately brought the silver plate and gave it again to his father. You use it. So in this way, we see a modern day people, they are protecting the old people by sending them to old age home, expecting that their children will keep them in their own home. God knows what will happen, their children will do, if we follow this logic. At least you are sending to old age home. We don't know what your child will do. And then, their children are into forward, advance, into mercy killing. Now, why to send also old age home? Utna bhi ko karne ka. mercy killing. And then there is no protection given to the cows. In America, there are no bulls except the one those who procreate. They are also for only few years of their... no cow live die a natural death. Cows can live up till 15 or 20 years if allowed to live them full life. There is no cow in the Western countries who is about 10 years of age. No one, and the same thing will then happen to human beings. Human beings will not, they will just die at 30, 40, 50. If you kill, cow is of, supposed to be of 20 years, if you kill them at 10 years of age, or 8 years of age, or 6 years of age, or even a few months of age, the bull, the male calves are killed at just few months of age. And then we are fighting for children's protection, or we are fighting against abortion of a particular sex in India or in all over the country, all over the world. But the same thing is happening. In the cow family, just because you are killing the male calves at a very young age, 2 months, 4 months. So maybe in the human family, when you take a human birth, you may get a opposite sex and then be killed in a different way. All these things are very abominable, but in the material nature works in such a way. Material nature works in such a way. And then, what to speak of giving protection to women in the so-called terms of advancement, they are encouraged to take up jobs, even if there is no need, and encouraged to go and be in public in the form of sports and like that. Prabhupada says these are all plans of unscrupulous, selfish, low-class persons. Once His Holiness Jayadeva Maharaj was telling, he says, what is real independence of women? She should think, why I should go and work? My independence is my husband should work and he should provide for me. That is real independence. Why I will sit in my home and let husband provide for me. Why I should work hard, go travel by and this work hard. So these all ideas are changing in the modern society. And children, and then the Brahmanas. We have protected Brahmanas very nicely in the modern society. And nowadays we don't protect because there are no Brahmanas. Because we have destroyed all of them. The society very nicely, in a nicely planned way, has destroyed all the Brahmanas. So we are giving nice protection to them nowadays. Because we have destroyed all the Brahmanas, so we don't have to protect them. Yes, in the history of India, and even today, the demonic people are putting all efforts, whatever Brahminical qualities are remaining, to destroy them. Very systematically. That is the protection. And then the reactions come very severely in the form of wars, continuous wars, then form of droughts, floods. All over the world, this phenomenon of the greatest flood, which did not happen in past 100 years, the highest cold of past 200 years, we always hear news, the maximum heat of past 50 years, such things are happening. Such extreme reactions are coming because of extreme behavior. It's a duty of everyone. Everyone includes devotees. Sometimes we think that we are transcendental and we, a devotee naturally who advances spiritually, he also develops all the good qualities. That verse is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yasya isti bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvai gunais tatra samasate sura. A devotee naturally develops all good qualities. And we sometimes in a neophyte, immature stage, thinking that I am chanting holy names and I am serving Srila Prabhupada. No, I am a big person. Naturally, if somebody is chanting holy names properly and doing service in a proper mood, it's a very natural consequence or a reaction or a follow-up that he will develop all good qualities on his own. They will come up. He may try also an external effort to develop good qualities, but they will come up on their own. But sometimes in an immature state in our devotional life, we completely become, or we remain insensitive to our surrounding nature, thinking that is material. But we don't see that type of behavior of our past Vaishnavas. They gave up karma kanda. They gave up jnana kanda. They gave up any other means for spiritual advancement. But they never gave up ordinary rules. Of like one rule which we are discussing today is protecting the old, the brahmanas, the women, children and the cows. We don't see devotees. Yeah, they might have completely surrendered to Lord Chaitanya, only chanting holy names. But we don't see them going and cheating brahmanas. I am chanting, I am surrendered to Krishna completely. It doesn't care if I take some money from brahmanas. I don't care if I just disturb the living entities unnecessarily. It doesn't care if I kill some, what to speak of, cows, even other insects. No, we see completely. They gave up jnana kanda and karma kanda to take bhakti yoga. Yes. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam shanam vraja. We are not supporting an evolutionist or naturalist philosophy here. And neither are we supporting jnana kanda, karma kanda. The point is, by a devotional practice, a devotee naturally became aware and starts caring and protecting, especially these five classes, Brahman, old men, women, children, and cows, but all living entities. We see to this extent, we can analyze the pastime of Murugari. Murugari was a great killer, we all know that. What type of killer? Killing all the animals half, giving them great pains and suffering. But when he became a devotee, he was going ahead. He was going ahead to offer obeisances to his Guru Maharaj. Offer obeisances to his Guru Maharaj. He was going. And while he was running, what he was doing? One of the most five important activities of spiritual life. One of them is to shelter of Ado Guru Ashraya. Shelter of Guru Maharaj, show him respects. What do we say? What do we call it in the Gurvastak prayers? The same respect which has to be given. What is that? Sakshad Hari Tvena Samastha Sastra. Worshipping Guru is as good as worshipping the Supreme Lord. And he was doing it. But then he saw some ants crawling on the ground. He did not say, hey, who cares for the ant? Let me offer obeisances to Guru. Few ants will get crushed. But I am offering obeisances to Guru, you see. Is it offering obeisances to Guru not a big activity? It is one of the foremost activities of spiritual life. Bowing down, full dandavat pranam. But he did not, Murugari was not in that mentality. I am doing dandavat, so I don't care for anyone else. He was doing dandavat pranam, but what he did first? He took his shawl or upavastra, slightly, gently put aside all the ants, and then offered obeisances. He did not become like fanatic in the activities. We don't see. And we don't also see devotees getting cheap success. We have the story of Ajamil, who was saved by Vishnu Dutas. But he had to undergo spiritual life. And he had to perfect his life. And he has to show a full nice behavior of a devotee. Which is not the only thing. Which is a byproduct, a natural byproduct, a symptom of a devotee. What my point is, in the modern day, especially in our own life and in our society, what we are seeing is, under the name of being spiritualist, we are neglecting. What to speak of neglect? We should try, and then they should come automatically. Both things should happen. If we advance in spiritual life, all these qualities, sarvai gunais tatra samasute sura. All qualities come automatically. And this has been told even in Bhagavad Gita. Yes, Bhagavad Gita always mentions bhakti avyabhicharini. This is the most important activity. But wherever bhakti avyabhicharini and things like that are mentioned, wherever, immediately, sarva bhuta hitah, the same qualities go at the same place. Like, I will just quote one point of 12th chapter called devotional service. In the devotional service, in the initial part, Krishna discusses what is better, worshipping impersonal or personal, and levels of devotional service. Then, after that, he goes on to describe which are the qualities dear to him. And it is very nice to learn. He begins, Adveshta sarva bhutanam मैत्र करुणा एवच निर्ममो निरअहंकार समदुःख सुख समी संतुष्ट सततम योगी यतात्मा दृढ निश्चय मय्यार्पितो मन बुद्धिर मद भक्त समे प्रिय. हु इज डियर टू मी? मद भक्त इज देअर. वी आर नॉट निग्लेक्टिंग मद भक्त, बट ऑल्सो अदर्स आर ऑल्सो देअर. समटाइम्स इन अ नियोफाइट फैनेटिक मूड वी ओनली ट्राय टू कॉन्सेंट्रेट ऑन मद भक्त एंड वी फॉरगेट द अदर थिंग्स. वन हु इज नॉट एनवियस बट अ काइंड फ्रेंड टू ऑल ह्यूमैनिटी, हु डज नॉट थिंक हिमसेल्फ अ प्रोप्राइटर एंड इज फ्री फ्रॉम फॉल्स ईगो, हु इज इक्वल इन बोथ हैप्पीनेस एंड डिस्ट्रेस, हु इज टॉलरेंट. सो ऑल दीज क्वालिटीज आर अ नेचुरल प्रोडक्ट ऑफ एडवांसमेंट इन डिवोशनल सर्विस. एंड ऑल्सो डिवोटी मे ट्राय टू गेट दीज क्वालिटीज. ऑल्सो ही सेज यस्मिन नो उद्विजते लोको लोको न उद्विजते चय. वन हु डज नॉट फॉर ही फॉर होम दिस इज इम्पॉर्टंट ही फॉर होम नो वन इज पुट इन टू डिफिकल्टी मीन फॉर अवर नीड्स नो वन इज पुट इन टू डिफिकल्टी एंड हु इज नॉट डिस्टर्ब बाय एनी वन ऑल्सो. सो फॉर अवर ओन पर्सनल नीड्स नो वन इज पुट इन टू डिफिकल्टी एंड ही इज नॉट पुट इन टू डिफिकल्टी बाय anyone else. And Harsha, who is equipoised, is dear to me. Yes, again Krishna stresses, so many people are dear to him, in the sense people with so many qualities. But in the 20th verse he says, ye tu dharmam amrutam idam, I spoke all this dharma, and who follow it, yathoktam parupasate, but ultimately, shraddhadhana mata parma, bhaktos bhaktah, te ativa priya, they are very dear to me. So we should take this in a proper understanding. Who are devotees are ativa priya, but the devotees are having all these other qualities and they also make people dear to Krishna. So we can't remove these good qualities of material good qualities. One of them which we are discussing here is giving protection to the five class of living entities and everyone is one of the good qualities, is makes one dear to Krishna. But without devotional service, that is not good. Without devotional service, that is not good. We are not here trying to support someone only as a naturalist activity. We should take care of the nature or tiger protection or these maybe or so many protecting of some fish in Antarctic or some species over there. If everyone becomes devotee, all species will be automatically protected. All specially automatically protected. We don't have to take this separate mission. Today we may protect a tiger, tomorrow we'll have to protect a lion, and then we may have to protect some other goats, or then even whatever human beings start eating, they will need to be protected, or elephants. But one is a devotee, he is naturally non-envious or friend to all living entities. We even see Sanatan Goswami in Chakleshwar Mahadev Temple. Murgari's case we took. He was writing scriptures which was the order of Lord Chaitanya directly. But because mosquitoes were troubling him, he did not decide, I will kill them all. He said, I will leave this place. What was his decision? Let me make arrangements to kill all the mosquitoes. No, that was not his plan. He said, I will leave this place and go to somewhere else where I can peacefully write. Suddenly, the demigod in charge of insects came and intervened. That was a different pastime. But here we see the behavior of great devotees. He do not care, oh, I am writing this like proud. I am writing the books directly order of Lord Chaitanya, one of the four instructions. Then let all the mosquitoes be killed. Let me continue my devotional service, instruction of my Guru Maharaj, or his was Lord Chaitanya. No, we don't see that type of behavior in our... we see other types of behavior. We see all those who got mercy of the Lord, they had to practice devotional service. Like Ajamil, they had to practice devotional service. He had to, 12 years. Then he was given, he was taken back to Godhead. Although Jagai Madhai were purified by Lord Chaitanya, full, all sins gone away. But they didn't say, oh, no, let me live anyway. They lived a fully responsible devotee life by full following full Vaishnava etiquettes. They continued Vaishnava Seva. No, I am liberated. No, I am pure devotee. Let me behave anyway, carelessly. No, they had to follow the best behavior of all the Vaishnavas, which are inspired from Vaishnavas. Even Valmiki Muni, he met Narad Muni, meeting a Sadhu Sangha. But that Narad Muni meeting did not give him cheap liberation. He had to prove himself. Yes, we hear some stories of Lord Chaitanya delivering some tigers and elephants, or someone going like throwing a dog, bread to a dog, and next day he going back to Godhead. But then most of the cases, we see the devotees following the path and exhibiting proper, pure devotional lifestyle. But at the same time, this good qualities in which are mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, equipoised, equal in happiness and misery, in themselves are not spiritual. A friend to all living entities, in themselves are not spiritual. But they are an integral part of a devotee. You can't call oneself a devotee if you lack these qualities. Your spiritual life will not be full if we don't exhibit these qualities. Only if someone is exhibiting these qualities, he is not a devotee. He may not go back to Godhead. He will not go back to Godhead. But a devotee naturally exhibits all these good qualities. Mild, gentle, equipoised in all conditions, helpful of all living entities. But at the same time, we should know what is the proper behavior of a devotee to protect the living entities. Otherwise, we may go on the other extreme and do the mistake which Bharat Maharaj did. Bharat Maharaj, his mistake, it is mentioned very nicely here. This clarifies all the proper balance, the need and the duty. Yes, I will read from the purport of this Bharat Maharaj incident. When a person is advanced in Krishna consciousness or spiritual consciousness, he naturally becomes very sympathetic towards all living entities suffering in this material world. We hear a case of Tukaram Maharaj story. I don't know how bona fide. In a sense, we are heard from some like people. It may be bona fide. Even if it is not bona fide, devotees behave in that way. That when he was walking, once he was walking and a butterfly was disturbed. He was sitting on the floor and he was disturbed and he started flying. So he was feeling sorry. Oh, because of me, this butterfly got disturbed. So naturally, you know, I will continue my purport of Prabhupada. A person becomes advanced in spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness, he naturally becomes very sympathetic towards all living entities suffering in this material world. Naturally, advanced person thinks of the suffering people in general. However, so they think of the suffering people in general. Sometimes we see, I am thinking of suffering people only by preaching. Preaching is the prime activity of elevating the suffering. But also the devotees naturally think in general. However, if one does not know of material sufferings of fallen souls, he becomes sympathetic only to the bodily comforts. We have to be careful. Naturally, they are only sympathetic to bodily comforts of one species or two species. As in the case of Bharat Maharaj, such sympathy or compassion causes one's downfall. If one is actually sympathetic to fallen, suffering humanity, he should try to elevate people from material consciousness to spiritual consciousness. As far as the deer was concerned, Bharat Maharaj became very, very sympathetic, but he forgot that it was impossible for him to elevate a deer. See, we have to be practical. Lord Chaitanya could elevate animals. Prabhupada says you at least elevate human beings who are behaving like animals. Sometimes devotees, they go to other extreme of trying to elevate lizards, ants, and like this. It's not easy. It's impossible. Bharat Maharaj, Prabhupada is saying, it was impossible for Bharat Maharaj to elevate a deer to spiritual consciousness because after all he was an animal, a deer. But it was very dangerous for Bharat Maharaj. What was dangerous? To sacrifice all his regulative principles simply to take care of an animal. So we have to know the balance. We have to be very careful. Out of compassion, we cannot sacrifice our spiritual practices. But we cannot be proud that while executing spiritual practices, we just are so proud and completely giving troubles to all living entities. That was not exhibited by any devotee. Murugari, Sanatana Goswami, Valmiki Muni, Jagai Madai. No, they were very careful not to become compassionate to body and sacrifice their spiritual practice or spiritual preaching. But we can't expect devotees to become proud. I am practicing spiritual life, so I don't care if I kill someone, if I disturb someone. That is also not expected. The principle enunciated in Bhagavad Gita should be followed. Yam hina vethayin tete purusham purusha shabha. We should not be unnecessarily disturbed after material body. As far as material body is concerned, we cannot do anything much for anyone. However, by the grace of Krishna, we may raise a person to spiritual consciousness. If we ourselves follow the rules and regulations, if we give up our own spiritual activities and simply become concerned with the bodily comforts of others, we will fall into a dangerous position. So this is the true understanding. We have to be compassionate to the all living entities, even to their bodies. The highest form of compassion is to elevate one to spiritual consciousness, especially in the human body. But that doesn't mean we sacrifice our spiritual practice to show compassion for the bodily comforts of the other living entities. That is not recommended. The devotees or the people in this material world go to two extremes. One is they sacrifice spiritual life to give bodily comfort to other living entities. Other is they only in a fanatic mood try to execute their spiritual life, sacrificing the all other living entities. That is also not allowed. Krishna is not happy by that also. We have to execute our spiritual life to the full extent. No compromise. But we have to be careful what type of behavior I am doing. We should not claim, I am doing spiritual practice. So anyway, it doesn't matter what type of troubles I get to other living entities. No Vaishnava showed such a behavior. Murugari did not show. He offered obeisance. He did not neglect offering obeisances to his guru. He did not neglect welcoming his guru. He did not neglect chanting his holy names. But he was equally careful, conscious, aware and sensitive that he is not giving troubles to other living entities. And he is protecting especially brahmanas, old women, children and cows. So this is the proper balance. In the modern age, we become spiritual life, everything else neglected. Or the so-called naturalist care for only bodily comforts, no spiritual life. The ideal is we have to execute spiritual life fully. At the same time, sarva bhutana maitra. And then there's another word. Yasmin no udvijate loko. Loka no udvijate chaya. We have to practice spiritual life fully while being careful that we are not putting difficulty into anyone else into by our activities. So this is what we learn from today's purpose, that all these things, although on the bodily level, protecting all these respectable people, old people, brahmanas, they are all very important parts of our society. Women, children, cows, old people and brahmanas, respecting them, protecting them is a very important part of Vedic civilization society, but not at the cost of spiritual life. In fact, spiritual life should include this. Spiritual life also cannot exist if we exclude these other things. Hare Krishna. Thank you for patient hearing. Any comments? Madhvacharya Prabhu, Gaur Gopal Prabhu, Tika Tipani. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrunda ki.